Blog Talk Radio. Hello and welcome to Healing from Sexual Trauma. My name is Cynthia Ruiz and I am just so excited that you decided to join me and hear this message. Now, who am I? I am an author, I'm an executive coach, inspirational speaker, and a professor. So I do a lot of amazing things in my life, and I am so blessed, and I am so grateful. But I'm going to share a little bit about my story, and then I'm going to give you my 5 steps to healing from sexual trauma. Well, in the last year or so, we've been hearing a lot of information on the news, starting with the Me Too movement, and then Me Too movement graduated into Time's Up. And it's really pretty astonishing because the Me Too movement, I read that on Facebook there were 1,200 hashtag Me Toos, not 1,200, sorry, 12 million hashtag Me Too in a 24-hour period on Facebook. So what's that telling me? That we have a chronic problem and millions of people have suffered from sexual trauma. So people are talking about it, the band-aids have been ripped off, and we have an open wound. So me and some of my amazing Latina influencers got together and said, you know what, we want to help people move from the victim state, heal, and become empowered so they could have an amazing life like we do. So I'm so proud to say we launched the Yo También healing movement. The words Yo También means me too in Spanish, because we believe that it's a chronic problem within the Latino community. So many people, men and women, have been traumatized sexually. So we want to start the discussion, we want to support people, and we want to help people heal. Now, we realize you can't help everybody in the world, so we've decided to focus specifically on the women, helping the women heal. So we're on a mission. We're creating a movement to help people heal. Now, I started off the show by telling who I am, and I have some, you know, great things that I do, but I also want to share that in my lifetime, I've also been a victim of sexual trauma. I was sexually abused as a child, but I think the most traumatic experience for me was when I was 17 years old, I was raped. Now, at 17, I had already moved out of my mom's house. I was living on my own, and it was very traumatic because I didn't know what to do after. I didn't really share the information with anybody. I didn't call the cops. I was too embarrassed. I felt shame. I felt guilt. I felt anger. I felt resentment. I felt all these emotions that I didn't know what to do with. So what did I do? I buried them. I buried these emotions deep down inside because I didn't know how to deal with them. But guess what? Those emotions come up sooner or later. So because it left me with the feeling of not feeling safe, what did I do? I basically, when I got to college, married the first guy that came along. So I started living with my boyfriend at the time when I was 19 and got married at the age of 21. But I then found myself in a physically abusive relationship. So not only had I suffered the sexual trauma, then I found myself in a physically abusive relationship. So it took me many, many years to heal. I actually stayed in that marriage for 13 years, and once I got out, my healing began. So it's been a journey, it's been a process, and I'm the first one to admit that healing is not a one-size-fits-all. Healing is different for everybody because each person is different. We each have our own journey. But guess what? If you don't start the healing, you're never going to heal. And I can happily say today I am healthy, I am emotionally stable, I am successful, I have inner peace, I'm filled with love, and it's been a process, and I want to help you work through that process. So that's my story. So I'm going to share with you 5 steps that I use to heal. Again, everybody's different, so all these 5 steps may not work for you. But if anything that I say resonates with you, I hope that you can become empowered and start your healing if you've experienced sexual trauma. Now, step 1, acknowledge what happened. Now, I just told you that after the situation happened with me, I didn't know what to do, so I buried it. So I buried it, and I didn't want to deal with it because it was just too painful. So it wasn't until many years later that I was actually able to say it out loud. I admitted that I had been raped. And once I said it out loud, then I kind of accepted it. So step 1, acknowledge what happened. Now you can do like I did and just say it out loud, or you can share that information with a friend, a family member, somebody that you completely trust. You have to be in a safe space when you admit this. And just the fact that I admitted it, that started the healing process. Because remember, I buried it for so long, and I buried it because that was really my self-protection. I was trying to protect myself. Little did I know that it would come up sooner or later. So step 1, acknowledge what happened. Now, when you share it with another person, if that's what you decide to do, you don't have to go into a lot of details, but just acknowledge the trauma. Step 2, forgive the person. Forgive the perpetrator. Now, I have to say that I forgave the person, and I was in a mode of forgiveness because I realized that for that person to do something so horrific and something so violent, that they had to be broken or suffering as well. So I was able to forgive the person, as difficult as that was, because when I forgave that person, that helped me. The third step, a lot of people don't quite understand this, but the third step for me was forgiving myself. I forgave the other person many, many years ago, but I still had that inside me. I had that hole in my soul and that pain that I didn't know what to do with. So I forgave myself. And, you know, you might be saying, well, it happened to me. Why do I have to forgive myself? Well, I had a lot of shame, guilt, and things that I was carrying around, because most people, especially in the Latino community, are abused by somebody that they know. They have guilt associated with that and shame. For me, it was actually, I was 17 years old, and it was somebody that I had a crush on, so it was somebody I knew. So somehow, because I liked the guy, of course I had no idea what was going to happen, but because I liked him, I felt somehow that I had brought that on to myself. Well, I can see now that I didn't deserve it, I didn't bring it on to myself, but I actually had to go through the process of forgiving myself so I could truly feel free. Step 4, release the experience so you are no longer a victim. Release the experience so you are no longer a victim. Again, we want you to move out of the victim state and into an empowered state. So you might be asking yourself, how do you release the experience? Well, I'm going to share what worked for me. I went through a process of a time in my life where I was journaling, writing things down. So I actually wrote the experience down. And then once it was on paper, I burned it so I could release it. So I used a white candle to burn it because to me, white represents purity. So I wrote the words on the paper, and it was more not, I didn't go detail what happened, but it was more the emotions that I had associated with the experience, and then I burned it. And when I burned it, I could actually see it go up in smoke. So it's that physical act of burning it and releasing it so I could say, this no longer serves me, and I release it. Now, if you live in a place where you can't burn it, maybe you don't want to set off the smoke alarms, you can cut it up, you can put it through a shredder, or you can just crumble it up and throw it away. But it's actually going through this process of writing it down and either burning it, tearing it up, crumbling it up, releasing it, so you can get out of that victim state and into an empowered state. Which brings me to step number 5. Step number 5 is accepting your greatness and learning to love yourself. Accepting your greatness and, yes, learning to love yourself. I already said that each and every one of us are on our own individual journey. Well, guess what? Each and every one of us is unique. No two people are alike. And how do I know this? Because no two people have the same fingerprints. Everybody's different. And learning to love yourself is about accepting your individual uniqueness, accepting yourself, releasing insecurities, and learning to love yourself. Understanding that you are perfect just the way you are. Now, when I say you're perfect just the way you are, it doesn't mean you're a perfect person, because everybody makes mistakes, everybody has challenges, but realizing that everything in your life is the way it's supposed to be and learning to love yourself. Now, this is difficult for a lot of people, believe it or not, because a lot of people have insecurities. Well, we all have insecurities. But what I like to recommend to people is that you do positive affirmations. Write them down, because our minds are bombarded by so much negativity. So positive affirmations are reprogramming your brain. And what I want you to do is take a few minutes every morning and write down something positive about yourself. I am beautiful. And when I talk about beauty, beauty is not only physical beauty, but beauty on the inside. I am beautiful. I am great. I am perfect just the way I am, and I accept myself. So once you learn to love yourself, you're actually on your road to empowerment. So let me go back through the steps one more time. So your steps to healing from sexual trauma: number 1, acknowledge the trauma, acknowledge what happened. Number 2, forgive the person, forgive the perpetrator. Number 3, forgive yourself. Yes, forgive yourself. Step number 4, release the experience so you're no longer a victim. And number 5, accept your greatness and learn to love yourself. So I believe that we all have to come together and help each other. So that's why we created the Yo También Healing Movement. I would love for you to connect with us. You can go on Facebook and look up Yo También Healing Movement. And if you personally have not experienced sexual trauma, I guarantee that you know somebody that has. So help us create this wave of healing so we can help generations of the future and create a cultural shift. So that's what I did to heal, and I'm so happy I did. I let go of that experience. It no longer binds me. I'm happy, whole, and healthy. And I want you to be also, because you deserve it. Again, connect with us on Facebook. You can also look up my website, which is my name, CynthiaMRuiz.com. That's www.CynthiaMRuiz.com. And I am so grateful that you took the time to listen and share this time with me. And I wish you much success on your healing path. And if we all come together, we can all create that shift. Yo También Healing Movement. Be a part of it. Use the hashtag Yo También. And until next time, I am grateful and appreciative you listened. Bye.